Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden told a fundraiser Tuesday afternoon he wasn't sure if he'd be running for a second term if former President Trump was not in the race. As he returned to the White House, reporters asked if he would still be in the race if Trump was not.
I expect so, but look, he is running, and I have to run.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's lifting his block on hundreds of military confirmations that was in place as a protest of the Pentagon's abortion policy. He is not lifting the block on four-star nominations. The House Education Committee criticized the presidents of Penn, MIT, and Harvard, accusing them of not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism on their campuses. FBI Director Christopher Wray urged the Senate to renew a law allowing the government to listen to overseas terror suspects, saying he's never seen this many terror threats elevated at the same time. And the Hollywood actor strike officially over after SAG-AFTRA voted to approve the new contract. This is ABC News. The Biden administration said it would give over $6 billion for two high-speed rail lines in the western U.S. Senators from California and Nevada say the privately owned route between Las Vegas and the L.A. area would get $3 billion. Another $3.1 billion would go to a segment of a planned line between Los Angeles and San Francisco. That project was first approved in 2008. When people searched online resources this year, many of them wanted to learn more about one of the year's biggest innovations.
Do you remember what you searched for this year? Wikipedia does. The Wikipedia Foundation, the nonprofit which runs the publicly edited online encyclopedia, says its English language version topped 84 billion views this year. The most popular topic, ChatGPT. That was followed by the annual list of deaths, which usually gets high traffic every year, the Cricket World Cup, Barbenheimer, and Taylor Swift. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows around 17 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 35 tomorrow. Cloudy. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday and highs in the mid-40s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 34 Saturday, 28 Sunday, and 30 on Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 17 overnight. We should top off around 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 27.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me a rat out of the blue. I was just thinking about you.
you.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me.
The better she looks. I don't know if she's had surgery or what, but she looks phenomenal.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
feel.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com. Country.com.
PCB. So-
Maroney with I'm Not Pretty. Well, I don't know if Megan's familiar with this term. There's a new dating term out there called Golden Retriever Man. It sounds like it could be a superhero. Anyway, that's the guy who, like the dog breed, is sweet and gentle and affectionate and eager to please. And not to mention, easy to train. Are you a Golden Retriever Man? I don't think I am. I should ask my girlfriend.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Irby.
Q Country.
Music Fest.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one.
Kenny Chesney with Take Her Home. So you're going to take her home and take a nap? A poll asked people how often they take naps. A few times a week was the top answer. 25% of us are napping at least once a day. What? 6% take multiple naps a day, including 1 in 9 people under 30. What? Who's taking all these naps? I wish I could get a nap during the day. That would be wonderful.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 17. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Dry and turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-40s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 34, Saturday, 28, Sunday, and 30 on Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 17 overnight. We should top off around 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 27.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
That really sounds familiar, doesn't it? It's Chris Young with Young Love and Saturday Nights. So are you on the EV train? Well, not a train, but the car. Are you buying an EV car? You know, you want to try to save the planet? Well, get this. According to some new studies, repairing an EV after a crash costs $6,587 on average, compared to only about $4,215 for other vehicles. That's coming from the data company CCC Intelligent Solutions. So, yeah. It costs the owner about 50% more to own an EV after a crash. And you don't want to know what it costs if the battery goes dead.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Thanks to Total Wine, you save more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city she's getting over me. And man, it ain't pretty, no. She's out there rolling down some old interstate.
Morning with a bone dry, bottle of Jack, I was burning. Then she got some nerve.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Ooh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine. Pennsylvania and
heart, and we ain't even got to the best part.
We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sort of dress, and
the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how
sleeping.